everyone, this is Robin Coles from the Nautical Lifestyle, and welcome to this interview series, Building Custom Fishing Rods. When building a custom fishing rod, it doesn't matter whether you are a novice or an expert. The only thing you need is passion and desire to either build one yourself or have one built for you. Today we're going to spend the next 30 minutes with Rob Savino of CJ Victoria Fishing Charter and Custom Rod Building in Winthrop, Mass., talking about these key issues. Rob is a charter fisherman and provides his own custom rods on his boats. It's his passion for fishing and providing good quality fishing rods that has led Rob to this new adventure. Thank you, Rob, for joining me today. Let's get right into our questions. Rob, can you tell me, how did you get started building custom rods?
I got started building custom rods when my fishing started to get better and better and better. I wanted really good equipment. And I bought some custom rods, and I thought, what a great thing to try building on my own. And started from there, researched it, looked into it, and built my first one, and been building ever since.
So what is custom rod building?
In custom rod building is basically building fishing rods that suit specific needs for an individual. You fit the rod to the size of the person and their dimensions, their arm length, things of that nature. Also for the exact type of fishery that you're using for and getting specific components, quality components or different components to fit whatever need fishing that you have.
And how long have you been building these rods?
I've been building custom rods now for 8 years.
Wow.
Since 2001, I believe, is my first one. Every rod I built is numbered and dated, so I have a running total of how many I've built. And I don't build tons of custom rods a year, as I build them in the winter. I'm not a big production facility, more of a one rod building at a time. For specific people.
So you have your own serial numbers, sort of?
I do, right.
And are they registered and licensed?
No, they're not. No, I have them documented for myself so that if anybody wants to come back with a problem or a repair or something like that, I know when I built it and when it was done. It's written right there. And then this way, it's also gives the person a little bit of pride that they have a custom-made, handcrafted rod. It's something that's special, that it's a one-time only rod that you'll never see ever anyplace else.
Yeah. Good. So why would someone want a custom rod versus going to Walmart or their local bait shop?
Well, there are a couple of reasons. Somebody would have a custom rod built because they're looking for a piece of equipment that is finely tuned to their body type. If somebody has long arms or short arms, or fishes a certain way, has a certain hand position that they like, they would set it up like that and set the rod up in such a way that it fits them comfortably. You could make a custom rod so it's ergonomic to the person's body and also to the fishing type that they use. Where a lot of times off-the-shelf rods or buying a rod at a store is made for generic dimensions and doesn't necessarily fit the person and make it comfortable for them to fish.
So is there a difference for someone who is left-handed versus right-handed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Somebody left-handed may have the eyes positioned in a different way than somebody right-handed. When you have a custom rod made, you also make the rod to the type of reel that they're going to use so that you can maximize the performance of the rod, things of that nature. You could have really good components. You could have different types of components for different applications that they need.
So who is your potential customer?
A potential customer is somebody who is really looking for a fishing rod that will, the way I look at it, will give them the best experience that they can get for fishing. You kind of look at it as automobiles. A Volkswagen will get you around as well as a Walmart rod will get you in fishing. but somebody who really is into cars may want a Mercedes-Benz or, mm-hmm. or really find a nice ride and look for other features, and that's what a custom rod does. And so the person looking for a custom rod understands what they're looking for, knows that a custom rod will give them a certain feel and quality and increase their fishing experience.
That's great. So what can your customers expect from you?
A customer can what they can get from me is they can basically get a custom rod that is tailored to their needs, and they'll always get a guarantee that I'll back up the rod as long as the blank and the rod manufacturer, the blank manufacturer, will back up the rod, and also I'll do the repairs and endless maintenance on the rod at no charge and stuff like that. But from me, what they're going to get is my experience. They're going to get my knowledge of custom rod building. They're going to get my knowledge of fishing. And I can incorporate all of that into what they're looking for into making a custom rod.
Yeah. Okay. So can you walk me through the process of someone ordering a custom rod from you?
Yeah. Usually it starts off with a phone call. Somebody's asking about custom rod. And then we'll do like a quick little phone interview or so, and we'll talk about what they're looking for, what they're trying to achieve, the type of fishing techniques that they do. If the person's still interested in custom rod building and having a custom rod built, I kind of throw some budgetary numbers around there and see if they're speaking the same language as far as having a custom rod built. And then we'll meet and discuss the types of blanks. I'll show them some of the rods that I built and see if the rods that I built are something that they're interested in. If they like that, we'll continue moving forward. And I'll order the blanks and have them pick from a blank that they like. Basically have them, it's a kind of a two or three step process. They'll come in, I'll size the rod up, we'll finish it all as far as getting the dimensions, where the handle placement, where the reel, where the eye placement, the type of rod. Then I'll have them come in. Once I have that all laid out, I'll position the eyes on the rod, and I'll have them come in, and I'll have them do a test. The eyes will be temporarily positioned. The reel will be temporarily positioned. The handles are all temporary, and they'll cast it a few times and try it out. If somebody really wants it fine-tuned, they can actually take the rod with them with all the temporary stuff and fish it a little bit to see if they like where everything is. If that's the case, we make some final adjustments, bring the rod back in, and start assembling them. From there, we determine thread colors, decorations, thread wrap, handle type, be it cork or other types of foam, and there's all kinds of handles that you can use and all kinds of components that you can use for your fishing. That's the basic scenario for setting that up.
Okay, so you prefer to have your customer involved as much as possible?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so now what happens if, or have you ever had anybody say, what if I wanted to order a rod from you, and send it to someone who lives over in Europe, say?
Well, here's a perfect example. I had a gentleman from Tennessee call me up and said, I'd like to have you rebuild a mm-hmm. rod for me. And he shipped me the rod, and we talked about how he wanted the rod built and colors and stuff of that nature. So it added a little bit of a dynamic because he said he wanted blue thread. Well, there's millions of shades of blue. So I said, well, give me something that I could look for that would tell me the color blue you're looking for. So then he said, well, you know the blue that's on a Pepsi can? That's the color blue I'm looking for. Great. So I was able to... And so we had to kind of work it out that way. Eye selection was a little bit difficult. He wanted certain size eyes. So I said, tell me the eyes by mm-hmm. shapes of circles and stuff like that. So you kind of work around it. I also talked to the person about their arm length, and I asked them to hold another rod or a broomstick to where they felt it was comfortable, measure it, and everything's done basically by phone. So it gets to be a little bit more tricky, but with the internet now, I can email pictures back and forth, show them what's happening, show them the build process. The job I'm talking about was actually a custom painted rod also, mm-hmm. so I painted the rod for them as I rebuilt it.
Oh, with webcam now, maybe that's you could go that route as well.
Yeah, that's right.
You can watch it, video, or even through webcam and Skype and just back and forth.
Yeah.
You know, so you can see each other at the same time.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, so let's talk about the different types of threads that you use.
Okay, so basically, in custom rod building, to secure the eyes to the blank, which is the main foundation of a fishing rod, the eyes are attached with threads, and we use several different types of threads. There are a lot of variations of threads out there, but the types of threads that I use are a Goobrod brand, and they're a nylon type thread. Some of them have what they call color preserver in, some of them don't have color preserve, and what that is when the rod's out in the sun will tend to bleach the threads, so they have color preserve. There are different sizes of threads, A, C, D, E. The higher the letter, the thicker. Then they have 00, which is very, very thin. The types of threads that I like to use are an A size. It's very small. It's very hard to see if you look close with your eye. So it looks like when you're wrapping an eye, it looks like it's one solid piece versus individual thread wraps. Depending on the type of rod I'm building, also depends on the type of thread size. Thread sizes C, D, and E are larger threads, and they can tend to be for bigger rods, for bigger game, offshore rods, stuff of that nature. But there are endless types of threads out there, decorative threads, threads that don't have any structural functionality but add decoration, things of that nature.
Okay, so I presume there's different types of different techniques and types of eyes, handles, styles.
Right.
Yeah. Explain a little bit about that.
So there are all kinds of an eye at what we're talking about is where the line goes through the it's the device that the line goes through so that the line doesn't hit the blank. You're trying to keep the line off the blank so it doesn't cut into the blank or wear the blank if you have a load on the blank. That's when a fish is on. So there are all kinds of eyes. The manufacturers are going crazy with all types of decoration eyes, colors, all kinds of materials on the inside so that it doesn't get cut by the lines. Since the line technology is changing, eye technology is changing. So you have eyes that are used for regular monofilament. You have eyes that are used for what we call braided line. You have eyes that are used for wire line, things of that nature. And they're all eyes are specific to the specific fishing that you're doing. And that's where getting the custom rod allows you to make a rod specific for the type that you're using. So there's eyes for casting, which there's conventional casting, and then there's spin casting, so there's a wide variety of eyes that customers can choose from for their custom rods, and that'll help them narrow down their specifics. Yeah. Did I give you enough for the eyes? Do you want specifics on eyes? And
no, that's fine. So are there different... Would you have a different type of handle or a style for, say, deep sea fishing or even tuna versus bass or lake fishing?
Right. So when it comes into handles, handles play a key role because the handle is what basically separates you from the feel of the rod, which on the end of the rod, hopefully if you're doing well, is the fish. So you want handles that are setting up to the delicate feel. If you want a nice delicate feel, you may use a wooden handle or a cork handle, or you may use just a very thin taped handle. I have several types of those that I use on board the charter boat where it allows the person to really feel the bite, really feel something sensitive. If you're using big game saltwater type rods, then you may have a bigger handle because you're under a heavier load. You want a bigger handle so it's more comfortable on your hand, where you're not waiting for a sensitive bite, but more something that gives you a good grip to hold on to. And again, on the handle side of things, there's all kinds of materials that you can use for handles. And I have all kinds of displays that I can show people, that types of applications, cork, wood, foam, things of that nature.
Okay. So again, would there be a difference for, what would you put on, what kind of handle would you put on a rod for a woman versus a man?
Okay. Well, that's excellent, because... yet again, we'll just put a blanket statement across the board. A woman's hand tends to be a little bit smaller than a man's hand, so I will make the diameter of the handle smaller.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make the tapers or the where it's going to fit the woman's hand differently than a man's hand. Her hand is going to be wrapped around the rod a little bit differently than a man's hand, and so I'll make the shape smaller. A man's hand will tend to be a little bit bigger, so the rod handle could be a little bit fatter, things of that nature. Larger diameter.
Okay, that sounds good. So what is the average price of one of your custom rods?
That's a great question. The idea of a custom rod is certain people want certain things, and I'll go back to my car scenario. The average price of a rod is kind of like saying, what's the average price of a car? Well, you can get a very cheap car that's going to get you from point A to point B for absolutely hardly any money, but you're going to sacrifice in your ride and your quality, no air conditioning, that kind of thing. Then you have your car that's the Mercedes-Benz of cars, or even higher, or you can have somebody get a custom-made car, or like they're doing these days, custom-made motorcycles. So the average price is very difficult to signify, because somebody may want certain components, somebody may want something of a rod blank that does a certain thing. But I can pull it all together. Yeah, I could pull it all together by saying that if somebody's looking for a nice custom rod, and right now I'm building a lot of surf rods or boat rods, start in the 200 to 250 category, depending on what components you want, and then work your way from there. And the sky's the limit on what you want. I'll give you some examples. I've had a gentleman call me up for a rod. He wanted it very basic, no flash, no nothing. He wanted it built for him, and I was able to pull a rod together for him for about $230. He had a certain type of blank that he wanted. That's what increased the price. If somebody wanted a custom rod and wanted to try to do it very even more inexpensive than that, then I could start looking for what we call seconds, blanks that have a little bit of scratches or imperfections that are structurally fine, but we can get them cheaper. Whereas I had a gentleman who I built a surf rod for. He knew the exact blank he wanted. He knew exactly what he wanted. And just the start off the blanks were very expensive. So his budget was in the $450 to $500 range. He calls me all the time. He's a fishing fanatic. And he's loving the rod. It's performing well. And it's doing everything he was hoping it to do. You know. So your range could be anywhere from let's say, $200 on up to $500, $600, $700. I'll try to help the customer maintain a budget by giving them what they need, not what is frivolous and things of that nature.
You know. Okay. One of the things we did talk about was, have you ever built rods for children or young adults?
I have not. I haven't done any rods for any young kids. I have built a rod for somebody's kid, but his kid was an adult, and he was giving it as a gift. So he knows his son is a freshwater fisherman, so I built him a freshwater rod. I had him come down and sign the rod himself and write on it so that he could write happy birthday to his son on his rod.
Well, that's
and
nice.
Pass it off. But for young kids, I haven't.
Is it just something that's not done?
No, it's done. I just don't have the clientele that has kids that are looking for custom rods. I think you're safer going to your Walmarts, getting a rod, because of kids may be a little bit more aggressive and harder on the rod, dropping in the rocks, riding on their bicycle with it, that kind of thing. And I don't think they're ready yet for the custom rod. They need to get a little bit more experience and understand what they're looking for. It's like, let's look at it at golf. You know, if a kid's starting off in golf and just golfing, you're not going to go buy him custom-made golf clubs.
Right.
You're going to have him work on some factory-made golf clubs so that he starts to get a feel for it. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why I think kids aren't getting into having custom-made rods.
Okay, that's a great explanation. Thanks. All right, I noticed that once a year they have this huge event somewhere.
Yeah, that's where it is, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Any suggestions or recommendations to buying at these big events?
Yeah, well, the event you're talking about is put on by a gentleman named Tom Kirkman, and he started a rod building show with his magazine, and there you're going to find all kinds of custom rods, all types of custom rods, decorative handles, everything under the sun custom rod making. So my thoughts are, when you go to purchase a custom rod at an event or at a tackle shop that has custom rods, is to keep in mind several things. Keep in mind your budget, and keep in mind what you're going to be fishing for, and what's important to you. Thread work, and what I mean by thread work is there is a lot of decorative weaves and wraps and all kinds of things that people put on rods that don't add functionality more than beauty to the rod. Makes the custom rods look absolutely fantastic. Some people enjoy that. They'll pay more for a thread work. Some people want something very basic. So when you go to these, look at what you're looking for as far as your fishing technique, what your budget is, and see what the person has that fits your body style when they're off the rack. Yeah. And I always invite people, if they want to and they have an idea or have questions, they can always get a hold of me or call me, and I can kind of guide them through whether they're a customer or not.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That is something I always do. I've had guys call me up about fixing a rod, and I kind of guided them through, you know. I had a girl who broke their boyfriend's rod, and I got a call at 9 o'clock at night, and she was panicking. He's going fishing tomorrow. I need to fix it. So I asked her what the problem was, and it was a very easy fix. So they were somewhere up by Lawrence. They drove all the way to Winthrop. I fixed the rod, and I said, you know, go have a good time, you know. So my statement to them was, is no sense crying over a broken rod. It can always be fixed, you know. But he was able to go out fishing the next day.
Even if it snapped in half?
Snapped in half would have been a little tougher fix. But I would have been glad to loan him one or something.
Okay, do you have any tips for someone who wants to build a custom rod?
Rodbuilding.org is my biggest tip, and that's the website I had you look at. Take a look on that site and search around for how to build a custom rod. Do your research first as far as the process. When I first built my first custom rod, I didn't understand the process that it took to go from point A to point B. In my head. Once I got that process, I was able to build a custom rod. So a lot of my tips are, is look up for your information. If you don't have a computer, you can look up in the public library has a bunch of magazines and books on how to build custom rods. There are some great periodicals out there. There are also some great books. A gentleman by the name of Dale Clemens has been a very big figurehead in custom rod building. So do some research. I'll give you the quick scenario on how it goes. Is it starts off by putting the handle, then the reel seat, and then the forward handle, then putting your eyes on, and doing all your thread work on top of that, and making sure that everything fits properly. That's the basic, quick, how to build a custom rod for somebody. But do some research, take a look at it, and don't hesitate to jump in You're not going to make any mistakes. And whatever mistakes you make, hold on to that rod. Don't rebuild it, because when you build your second rod, it'll get better, it'll get better. I have my very first rod that I built on board. I actually gave it to a friend of mine. He keeps it with me. But I look at the quality of that rod, and I smile, and I go, well, not bad for the first one, you know?
So what kind of skill level does one need to build their own rod? Patience.
I would say patience. Patience is one, because you're working with a lot of threads. I would have to say that it doesn't require a lot of skill to build a custom rod. It requires a little bit of understanding, a little bit of hand-to-eye coordination when you're wrapping threads. The skill level comes in when you want to get your custom rod to be very fancy. Okay. That's when the skill level is through the roof. Mm-hmm. And there are guys that have incredible skill levels on threads. There are guys who have great skill levels on handles, things of that nature. But if somebody wanted to build their own custom rod and wanted to go for it, the skill level is not as difficult as you would think.
Just the passion to build it?
Just going for it, right. That's right. There's guys that take them and build them on cardboard boxes and wrap them up and go for it and really enjoy it. And then there's guys that have these incredibly $1,000 machines that build custom rods. So my statement to somebody who is interested and they say, I don't have the skill, you do, go for it. And if you have a difficult time, look up resources around you. Other rod builders would be happy to help you out. You're not alone in building a rod, I can tell you that. That's for sure.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So, Rob, how does somebody get a hold of you?
There are several ways people can get a hold of me. The best way to get a hold of me is to call me on my cell phone. You'll get instant gratification that way, because usually I can answer the phone. It's always on. It's always with me. If I don't answer it, it's because I can't answer it, and I'll call you back as soon as I can. People can look up my website at cjvictoria.com, and they can see my fishing charters, and they can see my rod building. People can communicate through email if it's not urgent, or if they need to do some scheduling or want to meet up with me, things of that nature. Email is always a great way. That's how you can get a hold of me and contact me. I'm based out of Winthrop in the Boston area, so you can do any search of Rob Savino online, or look up Rob Savino in the phone book, and you'll get a hold of me that way.
All right, that's great. And just again, it's CJ Victoria, and it's C as in
Charlie.
Captain.
Oh, yeah, Captain. CJ Victoria is actually after triplets. Charles,
wow.
Charles Jack Victoria. So it's CJ, CharlesJackVictoria.com. Yeah,
wow.
That's where the name came from. I got the name from a woman, because it's always good to name a boat after a woman, I find, as luck. And CJ is for Charles and Jack, right?
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
And the next interviews, the series we're going to be doing is on processing or how to process and build your own custom rods, right?
Right. We'll do a step-by-step basic scenario of how we can put a custom rod together and see if you can take it from there.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Great.
Bye.
This is Robin Coles again. And I hope everyone picked up a few tips about having a custom rod built for you. If you'd like to sign up for our next interview on the process of building your own custom rods, or have a question regarding the process you'd like answered, go to www.thenauticallifestyle.com. Again, that's www.thenauticallifestyle.com, and click on Interview Series. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today, and have a creative day.